And we're going to start with Pardon the Gadfly. Daniela, bring it. Let's play Pardon the Gadfly.
Okay. Question number one. Last week, AI hosted and Mike participated in a debate on student tracking. What was the verdict? Should schools track their students?
Well, you know, Danielle, that wasn't really the question about whether or not schools should track their students. The question was whether or not it should be illegal for schools to track their students, which is what Kevin Wellner and Carol Burris have proposed and actually developed legislative specs for and everything else, saying that states should actually outlaw the practice, put it on the books that within a certain number of years, schools have to stop stratifying the curriculum.
Now, to be fair, Mike, Kevin pointed out that what they had in mind was not a punitive law, but a law that was going to encourage districts and schools to do the right thing that would offer assistance and support.
Well, but they also did mandate it. They said you must and track it. Well, they did not say you may or will provide incentives. So in the debate, I did say that they wanted to criminalize tracking, which maybe was going a little too far because that's true. They did not have a provision where somebody would go to jail or have to pay a fine.
Well, but they, you know, maybe they're mandating it, but they want to mandate it in really a constructive, supportive way as opposed to mandating it in a in a mean way.
All right. So Rick's just playing devil's advocate, and that's fine. But look, here's the deal on the track, as we got into in this debate, is that if you can detrack a high school and still challenge all of the students at a high level, great. I think it's hard to do. It's particularly hard to do if you've got kids who are coming from with very different achievement levels into the same classroom. I mean, if you're talking about a middle school or a high school, you could have, you know, five or six grade levels represented in a math class or in an English class. If you can figure out a way for teachers to still take all of those kids and challenge them at high levels, that's great. There have a handful of examples of schools that seem to have done this successfully. But to expect that we could do this at scale across the entire country without having huge perverse effects in terms of lowering the challenge that we're giving to the top students, I just think is ridiculous.
Now, Mike, now Kevin did say that, wait a minute, here you are in the habit usually of telling folks excuses aren't enough, they got to challenge themselves, they got to do better. And he said, here you are saying, oh, poor schools and teachers, we can't possibly ask you to meet the challenge.
Right. Look, this is my pragmatic side coming out in here. I say this. If you can make it happen, great. And we should absolutely hold schools accountable for helping kids achieve at high levels, including poor and minority kids and kids who are coming in several grades levels behind. That's fine on the results side. But let's not dictate to schools how they do that. And I think one of the smartest things that schools can do is to teach kids where they are at right now, challenge them, and try to accelerate their learning as fast as possible. I don't think you do that by dumping all 14-year-olds into the same classroom.